Next question is Franklin Brown. This is a consultation. Requested by Dr. Bona. Follow up date is 7/25/22. Patient with a history of atrial fibrillation, underwent ablation by Dr. Petrawala 2 times in the past period. Initial ablation was 2016 and second one in 2021 period. Patient has recurrence of atrial fibrillation. Patient subsequently underwent cardioversion in January this year period. However, patient still has palpitation, shortness of breath, dissonance period. Patient's electrocardiogram showed atrial fibrillation with rapid ventricular rate period. Patient is referred to me for management of atrial fibrillation period. Current medication products are 150 milligram 2 times daily. Potassium supplement, hydrochlorothiazide 25 milligram daily, Actos 30 milligram daily, Provostatin 40 milligram daily, Diltiazem and Losartan period. On examination, blood pressure 136/70. Pulse is 100/150. Respiration 16. HEND, no JVD, lungs clear, bilaterally, heart is irregularly irregular, tachycardic. 1/6 systolic murmur, head of the left and border, there is no gallop or up. Abdomen soft, normal active, bowel sound, extremity, no edema. Click emission number 1, atrial fibrillation with recurrence. Number 2, hypertension. Number 3, diabetes mellitus. Recommendation, patient has atrial fibrillation and discussed symptomatic period. Discuss with the patient regarding repeat cardioversion versus repeat ablation. Patient like to undergo ablation rather than cardioversion period. Procedure risk and benefit, again discuss with the patient. Possible risk include but not limited to bleeding, hematoma, infection, perforation of the heart period. Patient echo period, Dr. Sambono.